May 1, 1921. The human will cast a similarity between creator and creature. All is harmony for one who lives in the divine will. Continuing in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself in the midst of a multitude of people. Up high there was the Queen Mama, speaking to that people and crying, so much so that, holding a tuft of roses on her lap, she bathed them with her tears. I could not understand anything of what she was saying. I could only see that the people wanted to make tumults, and that the celestial mama was begging it, crying, to calm down. Then she detached one rose and, pointing to me in the midst of so many people, she threw it to me. I looked at it. The rose was beaded with the tears of my dear mama, and those tears were inviting me to pray for peace among the peoples. Afterwards, I found myself together with my sweet Jesus, and I prayed to him for peace among the peoples. And he, drawing me to himself, spoke to me about his most holy will, telling me, "My daughter, my will contains the creative power, and just as my will gave life to all things, so it has the power to destroy them. Now, the soul who lives in my volition also has the power to give life to good and to give death to evil. Within its immensity, she finds herself in the past, and wherever there are gaps of my glory, offenses not repaired, love not given to me, she fills the gaps of my glory. She makes for me the most beautiful reparations, and she gives me love for all. In my will, she spreads herself in the present, she extends to future centuries, and everywhere and for everyone she gives me that which creation owes me. In the soul who lives in my will I feel the echo of my power, of my love, of my sanctity. I feel the echo of her acts in each one of my acts. She runs everywhere, before me, behind me, and even inside of me. Wherever my will is, hers is there too. As my acts multiply themselves, hers too multiply. Only the human will puts disharmony between creature and creator. One single act of human will causes confusion between heaven and earth, and casts a similarity between creator and creature. On the other hand, all is harmony for one who lives in my will. Her things and mine harmonize together. I am with her on earth, and she is with me in heaven. One is the interest, one the life, one the will. See, creation did not move from my will in anything. The sky is always azure and starry. The sun is full of light and heat. The whole of creation is in perfect harmony. Each thing is the support of the other. It is always beautiful, fresh, young. It never grows old, nor does it lose one shadow of its beauty. On the contrary, it seems to rise every day more majestically, giving a sweet enchantment to all creatures. So would man have been, had he not withdrawn from my will. And so are the souls who live in my will. They are the new heavens, the new suns, the new earth, all flowery, even more varied with beauty and enchantment.